Yo, what up, what up, what up, good people, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, The Cypher, the man, the myth, the legend, and welcome to The Cypher's Why, What, and How. Finally, I have a name for the podcast. Like, literally, I didn't have a name when the first episode happened, so you know that the name of the podcast was a bit sketchy. But yeah, we now have a name for the podcast. This is me telling you why certain things are happening, what I think about certain things, and how we need to look at certain things, you dig? So let's break it down. Yo, a lot happened in the past week. A lot has been happening this week, but I think the highlight of the whole week, it has to be Ray Vines, man. Ray Vines has been online trashing, just going at other creatives, guns blazing, saying I'm the best. Most of your niggas are broke. I employ 15 people and shit. He was on radio yesterday with Chambari. And that interview showed a lot of arrogance, pride, and Ray Vines being Ray Vines. You dig? That's him. He's a showman. He's an entertainer. He has to do what he has to do. And I think it's working for him because it's getting him all the unnecessary publicity. Everybody is talking about Ray Vines right about now. He recently dropped an EP. It's getting mad views. Like, the whole EP, 100,000 views in 1 week and stuff. That's what you call social capital. He's investing in his social capital in very unorthodox ways. You dig? Going on to say, like, nobody dressed good before I came into the industry. It was me who was killing the fashion game. I had the tint. I was, like, the coolest comedian, the coolest entertainer. Like, yeah, man. Some of the sentiments he's been making are just, like, provoke your feelings. There's nothing much there. That's Ray Vines being Ray Vines. You dig? Ray Vines has always been like that. He's always been a man of the show. He's always been a man who's out here to, like, entertain and give it to you like it is. So it's Ray Vines being Ray Vines. And I think that it's working for him. His brand is chart topping. He finds ways of getting deals. Like, he recently signed a deal with Gateway Stream, and he's always finding ways to, like, elevate his brand, like, give it growth, give it attention. That's him, Nkukuzi, just raking in the followers and people talking about him. A lot of people might be, yeah, I want to unfollow him, but 1,000 of you are going to unfollow him. He's going to gain 1,000 more people following him because of what he's doing. That's him. That's Ray Vines being Ray Vines. And I think he's the greatest brand, marketed brand of our generation, maybe in the nation right now, because he doesn't even need all that uptown cheeky aesthetic to his brand. He just posts things as they are. Like, he doesn't even need to brand most of his posts. He's just posting and they sell. He's getting, like, ads. He's doing ads with Seamus. Imagine Seamus, one of the biggest corporate companies in Zimbabwe. He does ads for those, for them. Like, that's him. He's an entertainer, so he's gonna say certain things. Obviously, the Winky D fans are gonna be, like, offended. And him talking about Winky D not changing his brand, not changing up his brand, him being a pioneer and not devising certain ways of doing things differently and maybe growing the Zim dancehall culture as a culture. That's true, because Winky D needs to grow his brand. He needs to go beyond borders for those ones who are below him to believe that it can be done for the sake of those. You dig? Winky D is a dope artist. He is, like, the greatest to ever do it. Easily top 5, the greatest Zimbabwean artist of all time. But he needs to change up his brand. That's Ray Vines' point. It's not like he hates the guy. It's not like all the people who see that hate the guy. It's not like iOctane hates Winky D. But Winky D is a pioneer for the Enzo Aishos, the Bazookas, the other players in the Zim Jansol game. If you pioneer a game, if you take a game to a certain stage and you still have the capacity to take it further. I mean, this guy is in feature with Beanie Man. So Ray Vines, in a way, is right. But not coming with the old attacks. The old attacks are not, like, cool. But whatever he means to, like, garner Winky D's attention for, he's right. He's right. So, yeah, Ray Vines is just being Ray Vines. And that's that. Okay, moving on to something that happened during the weekend. Basically, two of the dopest brands in their respective generations, that is Dana and Holy Tan, were in sort of like a social media induced swabble. What happened is Stana fired his SA-based social media team for posting an Holy Tan live performance on Stana's page. His argument was, this is business. You don't post another brand on my personal Facebook page. You're supposed to advertise my brand. True, but also sounds a little hateful. Like, Holy Tan is a youngin. Is still on the come up. If you have a bigger brand, that wouldn't even have hurt you in any way. You're the man with the deals, you're the man with the shows, you're getting booked every month. What would it hurt your brand? In what way? In what terms? That's what I don't get. Because right about now, Holy Tan is on the come up. He is actually a much more relevant brand right now. You dig? As an artist. And posting him on your page is not going to hurt his brand, it's not going to hurt your brand, and in a way, it's not going to even benefit his brand, you dig? It might even benefit you, because the next time you release something, Holy Tan is going to be like, oh, Stana posted me, let me just post him, let me just support what he's doing, because he supported me. That's art, because art is a pedestal for other brands to ride on. That's why art is used to advertise and market other brands. You dig? So I don't get why Stana was all over the place telling everybody that I had to delete that. That sounds hateful, bro. That sounds like hateful. Like, why would you hate somebody on your page to the extent that you have to fire a whole social media team for one basic post? I don't know where this came from. But if that post is the one that led you to, like, losing it, even though they've been posting some shit that you don't like, and you saw that post and you lost it, like, psh, man. Holy Tan is growing. He doesn't need platforms like that. Trust me, I'm a blogger. Holy Tan doesn't even need my platform. He is growing, his brand is growing. It wouldn't even hurt Stana. Not even. So I don't get why he deleted Holy Tan's post. And my argument is, it's just him being him. Stana is never subtle about anything. He could have really, like, left it like that, just deleted the post and just, like, quiet it out. But yo, this is Stana. Every time he gets a chance to get free publicity, he utilizes it. That's him. So maybe it was a publicity stunt, maybe it wasn't, but hey, it happened. It happens. We move on as a culture. I respect them both, Holy Tan and Stana. I respect their hustle. Holy Tan didn't even release a praise statement for that. He just kept quiet. If he had a praise statement, that would have been like blowing things out of proportion, and he knows, so he kept quiet and subtle about it. It happens. So yeah, that happened during the weekend, and it was all over Facebook. Trust me when I say a lot of these guys got lucky, because I ran out of data during that swabble. But I was all over the place, guns blazing, telling Stana that, bro, this was unnecessary. And that's still my standpoint. That was unnecessary. So yeah, it has been your boy the Cypher, the guy with the coolest podcast and the worst English. This was another episode of the Cypher's Why, What and How. Let's keep doing this. I will keep on analyzing my thoughts, my views about the culture, the music industry, the entertainment industry and stuff. Yeah, peace.